Action.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle Brustin Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me in his Packer swag as a Packer backer, Kyle Wallace.
Day before game day, day before the holiday, Friday energy on a Wednesday. Oh, I can't wait for KBN.
This is the Friday turn-up.
It feels like
Kyle,
it.
Brust, and Northman.
Let's do it.
To my left is Bradley Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, wearing the same Iron Jock Silver Ion Technology hoodie as me. Did you not notice that,
aww,
guys?
Look at us. You know, this morning, when I had plenty of options looking at the old closet, I pulled this one out and I said to myself, no, I guess there's a chance Ben's wearing this. Nah, he isn't going to be wearing his awesome Iron Jock hoodie, Willie. And what do I know? I show up, I go, hey, nice hoodie, Ben. Us twins, it's like the Spider-Man gif where we're looking at one another. Hey! Looking good, Ben.
Brad, you wear it a lot better than Ben, tell you that.
Oh, wow.
You look better.
You have to do them like that.
I don't care. I mean,
it's very comfortable.
And I am in performance. And if I sweat during the show, it will keep the bacteria out.
You got all that. It looks very, very. It looks very, very comfortable. No, it looks comfortable.
Did you say you are in performance?
I'm saying if I perform at a high level here and I'm sweating, it will knock out the bacteria.
Do you often sweat when you perform at a high level on the radio?
Sometimes. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it gets hot as hell in here. You know that.
Well, and look,
hold on.
You should take your undershirt off because Brad doesn't have an undershirt on because it's cooling technology.
I know, that's what I do in the weekends, but I don't know. I just didn't.
Yeah, you,
that's why Brad.
I felt
looks
like
better.
I didn't want a deep, you know, just in case.
Deep V.
Let it show.
It looks
do you
great on
tan?
You. It looks even better
what
on
What size you wear?
Large.
Yeah, me too.
You got chest hair?
No.
You got chest hair?
Naturally, or do you shave?
Naturally, I don't.
Wow. I trim.
I got a little taco meat.
I know you do.
Brad, wait, you got chest hair?
You've done this a million times.
I showed you my taco meat.
Yes.
Yes. And every time you say that, it ruins Taco Tuesday
for
people.
It makes me uncomfortable.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line where Liz is more. Get us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. And as we do, as we would on a Friday, the game's tomorrow. Time to name the game here on Kyle Brustin Ortman. Obviously, everyone wants to call every game a must-win game. But that's not fun. That's not fun. Everyone does that. You turn on the TV, you listen to any show you listen to, it's a must-win game. Well, what is the name of this game? And obviously, we want you to participate as well. 800-990-3776. Who would like to start?
I'll start.
I'll jump right in.
There's two that I love. I'm going to settle on one. The first one I'm going to go with, for any Game of Thrones fans out there, Kingslayer. It's the Kingslayer game. Now, why is that? Because the Detroit Lions, man, they are the Kings of the North. Last 2 years, NFC North champions. And by a fairly wide margin, might I add. However, the Green Bay Packers have the opportunity on Thursday to basically eliminate, take the figurative head of the king and slice it right off and be able to make them force their way into a wild card at best. Figuratively graphic. So the Kingslayer game. But you know what I really thought about it? And in the idea of football cliche, but also very true for the Green Bay Packers, earn some respect game. That's what this is. Earn some respect. Because if I look at the Green Bay Packers, I think nationally, I don't think they're given much respect. I think they, you know, people think, oh, you know what? They beat the Lions earlier in the season. But that was a fluke. They've struggled the last, you know, month or two, and the wins they do have against the lowly Giants and the lowly Vikings. There is no greater stage outside the NFL postseason than Thanksgiving Day. This is when the viewership will
2023
peak.
Thanksgiving game against the Lions in Detroit was a big game that showed what this team was about as they were making their run late in that year.
That's exactly right. So this game, all eyes will be on the Green Bay Packers. You're playing a team that does have the respect of the rest of the NFL. So this is your opportunity to earn some respect game. And the Packers, I think, will actually do that on Thursday.
Brad, that's quite an interesting way to say how you're going to name that game. But I was excited to name the game today. I was literally laying in bed last night and said, I can't wait to name that game. What am I going to name it? I woke up, do what I do. You know, I sit and I meditate while I'm doing my do. And I said, what am I going to name? Name that game. You know what came to me? The turning point game. This is the turning point game.
That's what you came up with.
The turning point.
I'm going to blow them out of the water.
Listen, the Packers have an opportunity to gain a huge amount of momentum tomorrow with a victory over the Detroit Lions. And I'm telling you, if the Green Bay Packers can shift the narrative, shift momentum by simply going on the road and beating the Detroit Lions not once but twice this season, shutting down an electric offense, an explosive offense in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers will officially have turned the corner for the season, where this team will walk out of Detroit confident. They will walk out of Detroit more belief in themselves, and they will also out of Detroit.
Right. Wait a minute. What are you naming the game,
it's a turning point game, because when they win on tomorrow, they will walk out with the Super Bowl mentality. They have confidence in themselves.
So you meditated and came up with the turning point game. Brad, you have to pick one of yours, because remember, we do poll this.
Earn some respect. Earn some respect game.
All right, so we got the earn some respect game.
No, I take it back. Kingslayer. Kingslayer is what I'm going with.
The cool Kingslayer game and the turning point game.
This is going to be the turning point of the season for the Green Bay Packers, where they finally realize and show everybody they are a Super Bowl contender.
Okay, I heard you.
I'm excited.
Kingslayer.
We have Joe, which I think he's missing the point here. This is a must-win game, though.
Yeah. Joe, that is correct.
Joe, come on.
Not wrong.
You're not wrong. You're missing the point, but you're not wrong.
This is the carve or get carved game.
Oh, the turkey. Oh,
wow,
God.
Here we go.
So creative.
Thanks, bro. I knew you'd like that one.
Oh, I wonder if that's original.
Similar to Bradley, not the Kingslayer, but the plant your flag game. I think of Baker Mayfield planting the flag in the middle of the field. This is the take back the NFC North. You just beat the divisional opponent.
That's a better name. The take back game.
Take back.
The big take back. You can play on the big payback like the old song by Joe.
And
Brown.
My favorite. I like carve or get carved. I mean, it's punny. The bite back or get bit game.
Oh, that's stupid.
I like the carve better.
I like the take back.
Bite
game.
Back or get bit? We're biting kneecaps.
That long ass. It's just the hey, fellas.
All of mine are better than the turning point game.
You sound like Jameis Winston trying to do a
here's the
pregame
thing with Benny. Benny refuses to stop while he's ahead. He had the winner, and then he just gave us two duds in a row.
You had the winner.
What are we doing?
That was the winner.
Carve or get carved.
All right. On the poll on Twitter at KBN
ESPN.
What
the hell was the rest of that?
I like the take back game.
Carve or get carved, the turning point game, or the Kingslayer game. I think it's a runaway.
This is the turning point of the season.
No, I mean, it's your opportunity to slay the king.
You got to carve or you're going to get carved.
I don't like that one. I honestly,
of course you don't.
I like.
You're biased.
I do like the thing. I tried to rack my brain for Thanksgiving puns, and I'm ashamed that I didn't come up with something like that.
Did you come up with it?
I actually thought, like, when I did carve or get carved, that's
really
Bradley
creative.
Was gonna like have something similar.
They were just not good. I just love Kingslayer.
On the Carbless Talk and Text Line, how far have we grown or regressed? Game. Go get that turkey leg game.
Get gobbled up game.
Gobbled up.
So now we're trying to lean in.
Gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble. Strofe, do you have anything to add?
Gobble gobble game.
That's yours.
Gobble gobble.
Come on.
Here he goes.
How about this one? Feast mode.
Ah,
that's not a game. Feast mode.
Feast mode game.
Feast mode game.
Ah.
Okay, now we're getting slappy. We're getting slappy.
We already have
this segment isn't slappy to begin with.
God, it's very real.
No, very serious.
I tried to take it serious, and Ben was just like, hurry up,
Yours was by far the worst.
Yes, that's why. And then he just kept going. He wanted to make it like,
yeah, yours is horrible. No, yours is horrible.
Mine is actually like the most realistic. This is a turning point of the
before
season.
Before anybody else, we were making fun of, what was his name? Who didn't get the point? Joe?
Joe in the
Joe. Before anybody else on this panel, Kyle will get to Joe territory. It's actually a must-win game.
Correct. He'll end up So he'll end up there at 5 o'clock today. End the show saying,
must-win. Well, obviously, every game's a must-win game at this point in the season. But there will be a game here where I will have no choice but to say, fellas, this is a must-win game.
The true definition of
must-win. No, this is the true. This one is
not. No, it's carved or get carved game.
No, this is the turning point of the season. We're going to come back. Listen, we're going to come back on Monday. You guys are going to say, wow, Kyle was so right. What the Packers did.
How many times did we come back on Monday and say that?
Monday? What are you talking about? We literally we literally play. Oh, stop it.
Sean and Madison, you're up on the Carbless Talk and text line. What type of game is this tomorrow?
Hey, fellas. This is clearly an on-notice game, and it's for both teams. Hmm. If the Packers win, it's putting the league on notice that they are here. We have put a complete game together twice in a row. Which, against the Vikings was a little suspect, but you put it again against the Lions, and, hey, league is on notice. Versus if the Packers lose, okay, the Lions are here. Remember that they are the Lions, which is crazy to think about, and yet the league is on notice that the Lions are for real.
All right.
I think I got something off that, Sean.
And it is true, as they have won the North 2 straight years.
If we're going to do Thanksgiving week puns around this, I think I've got it.
Great.
I love it.
It's a big travel week, right? Everybody's going to the airport.
Lots of traveling.
Mm-hmm. It's the departures and arrivals game.
Mm.
If the Packers win,
not as good as what you.
They're the arrivals.
The classic.
They've arrived.
Build up.
They've arrived.
It's just a departure and arrival.
And if the Lions lose, it seems like they are departing from the tippy top first class, if you will, of the NFL.
You know, Bill chimes in. It's the Stuff'em game. Oh. We have lasagna and MKE mash or get mashed game.
What about this one? It's the leftovers game. The loser is left for trying to get scraps.
And we need to put it on the poll with our three for the voters. We can put it in the YouTube chat as well.
Fighting
for
scraps.
I pondered the throne
game. I got bad
game.
News. Turning Point game is winning on the poll right now.
Oh, come on, KBN Nation.
The Turning Point game.
Because listen.
Everyone's so
That must be Baby Girl and Mama Wallace.
This is the issue I have with y'all. And Strofe, you should be ashamed of yourself because you fell into this trap.
No, we have creative thinking.
Tomorrow's game is a pinnacle game, okay? It's a big game for the Green Bay.
Pinnacle?
Yes.
Pinnacle
or pivotal?
It's week 13.
It can't be pinnacle. It can't be peaking.
I thought you had an issue with all of us. Get your words right.
My issue with all y'all is y'all making a joke. Tomorrow's a big game. It's a big game.
It's a Kingslayer game.
Week was the set the tone game for you, which won the poll.
did it set the tone or not? Look at y'all walking in here.
I don't know
feeling
if it did set
y'all
a tone.
Everybody here feel good about
you
the
would say
Green Bay
it set a
Packers.
Conservative tone by Matt LaFleur.
Well, I mean, that play call made me mad. But I'm gonna tell y'all this right now. Y'all disrespectful. Y'all making jokes and mockery of a big matchup for my Green Bay Packers. That's why that poll is going to
jokes
have the turning
and mockery.
Point. You
oh, me.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You should fall into the trap that they laid for you. Just
ooh,
fell
carve
right into
or
it.
Get carved game has taken the lead.
Okay.
So,
because you went and voted. Let me go ahead and
might
vote.
Want to pipe down a little bit.
Yeah, I got to vote too.
Let me go vote and share this and send this
just
to
go
my
vote for Carver, get Carver so he doesn't win.
No.
800-990-3776 at the Carbless Talk and Text line. Josh Jacobs with no injury designation heading into tomorrow's game, which ends what I had planned for us with Josh Jacobs being injured and Jordan Love having the shoulder issue, handing it off with his right hand when he would normally hand it off with his left hand. Let's recap what the hell is going on, who is going to play, and get you ready for the Lions and Packers tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Carve or get carved next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I've seen some of those jersey checks.
The NFL.
You were a punter.
No, I haven't. I've seen them.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. With Wilde and Tausch. That's an app.
Name the game tomorrow. Is it the carve or get carve game, the turning point game, or the Kingslayer game, which is crazy to say out loud? 800-990-3776. I see them coming on the Carbless Talk and text line, as well as on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. You can vote on our poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN. It's Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. And Sports Desk with Alex Trump.
I think we got a winner. And it's none of yours.
None of us?
Oh, what?
None of yours. We're bad for not thinking of this. Krisky at Krisky Neat, clever name too, on Twitter says this. Hold on. Got to give him his proper introduction. It's the wishbone game.
Okay.
Not only will you have to break your opponent to win, but winner will likely get their wish of winning the NFC North.
Oh, boy.
That's brilliant, Krisky.
Yeah, brilliant. He wins.
Very good.
That was really
I don't care
good.
What the poll results are. That's good.
That
with
was
the definition
good.
Behind it.
Yeah.
That was very good.
That hit everything. It hit comically strong, Thanksgiving, truthful,
and
everything.
Related to the game of like,
yes.
Truly, and it's a turning point.
Actually impacting of trying to have a Kingslayer.
It's like a better way of saying turning point.
Way better.
Was I the only one who thought about the dog wishbone as well when he said wishbone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you were the only one.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, you guys know who that is. Right?
Yeah, Wishbone the dog?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Too young.
Brad, help.
Shame.
Not worth it.
That just means Ben doesn't know who Wishbone the
I
dog
don't know
is.
Either. Jason Willey and others have put it out there. I want to get to what is important for everyone on
what
this
traveling
Wednesday.
What did Jason Willey put out there?
He didn't just himself, but he is listing, I would say, the most... The
important,
most important
pivotal
critical,
information
critical to know heading into this game from an injury point standpoint. The Packers are listing Keyshawn Nixon neck, Nate Hobbs knee, Quay Walker neck, and Matthew Golden wrist as questionable for tomorrow.
Okay, that's it from an injury
wide
standpoint.
Wide receiver Savion Williams, defensive lineman. Lucas Van Ness.
Wow.
Are you talking? Okay? You said I couldn't read.
I'm having a bad brain day.
Here's what Struggle I got from an injury bus. Point standpoint. He set that up as. All right. I'll handle it. I got it.
All right. Keyshawn Nixon neck. Nate Hobbs knee. Quay Walker neck. Matthew Golden wrist. They're questionable. Savion Williams. Lucas Van Ness. Carl Brooks are out. And obviously Jaden Reed still on IR. So that's a long list of names to keep your eye out on. As you'll get the official designations at 10:30 tomorrow with Alex Strofe on Green Bay Game Day. Boom. Back. Did it. Promoted Strofe show. He's going to be happy.
He did great, buddy.
Thanks. So I think there's two things that come to mind when you look at this game, and it plays into naming the game. One of them is about Matt LaFleur. Could almost say it's the silence the doubters game. Am I right, Bradley?
You are right, because the way I look at this, man, this is why I wanted to earn some respect to be the name of the game, but I went with Kingslayer. But if there's anyone that needs to earn some respect back the most, it is Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur this season, and rightfully so, he's been criticized. We've criticized him for conservative play call, bad in-game situations, right? I mean, there's a lot of things, culture setting. But he was regarded as the best coach in the NFC North for the long period of time. But he has been clicked down a couple of spots. But he has overtaken Kevin O'Connell with a dreadful season the Vikings have had with a bad quarterback. Ben Johnson still needing a lot to be respected. But the biggest one is Dan Campbell. I think you're seeing some chinks in the armor of the Lions without Aaron Glenn and without Ben Johnson. You're seeing that this team can be beat. A lot of the same players, but not the same level of dominance that they used to have in prior seasons. So if Matt LaFleur can go out there on Thanksgiving Day and show that he can put a game plan together with a hurt Jordan Love, with injuries across the board, and beat the Lions two times, and the crescendo being on Thanksgiving, Matt LaFleur has the ability to regain his spot as top coach in the NFC North. I think he's going to do it.
I would hope Matt LaFleur still believes that he's the top coach in the NFC North.
Do you believe it?
Right now, I think Dan Campbell is that guy.
But I mean, we have
polled
a couple of times in different ways, like, would the other teams take Matt LaFleur over their current coaches?
Yeah,
and there's been discussion.
I mean, when I look at Matt LaFleur, we cannot forget what he was able to do a couple years ago, where he went into the big, bad Detroit Lions, and after this football team, I believe, was 4-6 at that point on Thanksgiving Day, where a lot of us didn't have hope from them to actually beat the 8-2 at the time. Detroit Lions, what did they do? They hit them in the mouth, right?
But they split that year, though, right? This is a year to sweep the Lions.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is I don't doubt Matt LaFleur's coaching ability. I can get frustrated at times with Matt LaFleur, but I don't doubt his coaching ability. I may think it may get at a point where it may get old and stale, but I still believe that Matt LaFleur is the best coach in the NFC North, and he's proven that over and over again. He's been able to take a team that lost a Hall of Fame starting quarterback and got them to the playoffs in two straight years and has them in a position right now where they control their own destiny with six games left in the season.
I appreciate that you're making it about Matt from a overall standpoint, but if we look at the Lions, they ended the Aaron Rodgers era with nothing to play for. At 3:25, there was a game that decided if they were going to have a chance to beat the Packers and go to the playoffs or if it was a moot game. It was a moot game, and they ended the Packers season at Lambeau Field. Then in 2023, they split. You lose both times last year, and you win. So, like, if he could win both of these this year on Thanksgiving, as there's been a lot of doubts of his coaching and all the things that Brad pointed out to the play calling, Josh Jacobs, Emmanuel Wilson, Jordan Love, are they marrying Josh Jacobs and Jordan Love successfully? They have the defense now that people believe in to, as Mark Tauscher said yesterday, is kind of built for this sort of matchup to get Goff off of his spot and make him uncomfortable. So when all those things are going your way and you're ahead of them and can then put them what would be 2.5 games because of that tiebreaker behind you, this would be huge for obviously the Green Bay Packers, but Matt LaFleur, I mean, like, we're all human beings. Like, I'm not saying he ever lost confidence in himself as a coach, but I think everyone at points in their career or wherever they're at can use a little, like, a bump in confidence of like, yeah, that's right, I've done it before. But it's always good to do it again, especially against a team that's won the NFC North two straight times. So I'm with you, Brad. This could be a very much not just silence the doubters of Matt LaFleur, of Green Bay Packers fans, national pundits, doing it on the national stage. First game, everyone's locked into, sitting around the couch, and you're like, damn, look at what Matt LaFleur did to the guy that built the culture and scores all these points. And if that defense shows up and Matt LaFleur coaches this team to a win, you could have a lot of people that aren't calling him Matty Mouse as much.
It sounds like a turning point game for Matt LaFleur as well.
Well, I'd say it's an opportunity to slay the king, and that is the Detroit Lions.
I would say he needs to carve Dan Campbell up, or he's going to get carved up.
You know, it's snowing outside, right, guys? And on Saturday, we're supposed to get a bunch of snow. Do you guys ever play King of the Hill when you guys were kids at recess?
Of course, of course.
King of the Hill?
I mean, Brad.
Have you guys ever heard of that game, or was that the only
one? Have I? Trophy's doing the thing.
Let me describe to you
what King of the Hill is. Hey, have you guys ever played tag at recess?
Have you guys ever, okay, let me describe what King of the Hill is, because clearly you guys haven't played before.
I mean, I have. I don't know about Strophy.
Maybe a quick refresh. Don't spend too much time on it.
King of the Hill. You got these big snow plows in the big elementary school parking lot. They push the snow to create big old snow mounds, and you just take one another, and you throw one another off the snow mound.
Strophy's always at the bottom.
No, I was good at this.
You always get out-leveraged, I feel like, Strophy.
Kyle, is he good at this game?
Hell no. String bean? Oh, the wind blew his ass off as he was going up. Yeah, I was the king of falling.
So King of the Hill, it's an ever-changing landscape on who the King of the Hill is. That's what the NFC North coaching hierarchy is like right now, right? Matt LaFleur was King of the Hill for many years. Dan Campbell took him and threw him off the hill. And Dan Campbell's been the big boy up there. He's like the guy that has hit the growth spurt early, and he's up there. And he's
Matt LaFleur needs to get his kneecaps.
But Matt LaFleur is sort of crawling his way back up the top, and he has the opportunity tomorrow to regain his throne as King of the Hill. And that's how it does in the NFL. It changes quickly. So you might say, well, hold on. Dan Campbell's only been King of the Hill for a couple seasons. It can happen that quickly. Matt LaFleur, regain your spot on King of the Hill.
Ron in the Key chimes in the Carbless talking text line. Well, don't you worry, Ron. This is still coming. But Brad explaining children's games is greater than Hear Brad Out by a Million.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, Hear Brad Out Wednesday. Scheduled for 3:15.
Great Hear Brad Out today. Great. You're not going to miss
better
it.
Better than last week.
No, last week was the best ever.
No, dude. I didn't want to say it because I already said Wishbone, and y'all was like, I don't know what that is. I literally watched this past weekend, the new version.
What is this?
Please explain.
Y'all don't know what this is?
No, and not everyone listening
King
will.
Of the Hill. This is King of the Hill, the show. This is the theme song for King of the Hill.
Oh, I never watched that show.
Ding, 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 ding. Ben, did you watch it?
I've been some.
Bing, 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 Bobby. Bing, 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 bang, bang.
Damn it, Bobby.
That's actually not bad.
King of the Hill.
I have a narrow urethra.
3776 Carbless talk and text line. We haven't established the pecking order game coming in.
Oh, I kind of like
they're still
like
coming
that.
In. What is the game for tomorrow? But ultimately, I do like what Brad had brought here, an opportunity for Matt LaFleur to silence the doubters. And coming up next, a special edition Wednesday. Jason Wilde appearance. We'll have over under at 245. Green Bay props and preview.
Special edition Wednesday.
With Jason Wilde. Green Bay props and preview, Hear Brad Out, Rob Domofsky, Wheel of Strofe, Homer, Pole Position, a whole lot for you here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Don't go anywhere on this special edition Wednesday, on a Wednesday.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head.
I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
A seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The people that watch the Jets regularly, those four people, yeah, I don't know.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
This is like me announcing that I'll be on Wilde and Tausch tomorrow. I mean, God willing, if the creek don't rise.
Holding everybody accountable.
You play to your strength, and their strengths, if their offensive line can block the right people.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Tell me now, do you want it? 'Cause
these dancing feet don't cry to scheduled to appear on Kyle Bruston-Ortman is Jason Wilde. Listen to Jason 9 to noon across these very stations. Wilde and Tausch. I do stand by the over-under of 25.5 is the projection for the Detroit Lions. If they can hold them under 20 on Thanksgiving, that would be massive. I know AJ in the Berg chimed in that he thinks because of each team's pass rush that he actually sees this as a lower scoring game with a lot of rushing attempts.
You know what's crazy about – not crazy about it. Remember the first game against the Green Bay Packers? The Packers' offensive line was magnificent, right? Jordan Love was great in the pocket. But on top of that, they didn't allow any sacks. And Aiden Hutchinson was absent that game.
He was. So, he was neutralized.
I mean, granted, he was coming back first game off of that gruesome injury that he had the previous year. But the Green Bay Packers' offensive line really gave us this false hope that they were going to be extremely solidified, and they've been up and down.
As we effort for Jason Wilde, I do want Kyle to tell us about how he protects himself.
Oh, yeah, protect myself with American Family Insurance, because you know what? Life is better with a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance. That's because they're always there to protect your dreams. Listen, from hosting holidays at your home this year to buying a new vehicle, whatever you need, you know American Family Insurance has your back. If you're looking to get an insurance quote, all you got to do is go to AmFam.com today, and you can get an insurance quote instantly online or find an agent near you. That is visiting AmFam.com. Always remember, insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
So, do you believe that they will hold this Detroit Lions team to under 20 points? Because I have not given my game prediction to our social media team yet.
Forgot to do that.
So I'm noodling in my head the score and how I see the game flow. I'm close to AJ and the Berg on, like, I think obviously the Lions are going to run the ball. We know that with Gibbs and Montgomery. Scary because I know they held them in check in week one, but the rush defense has been a little bit more susceptible to longer yardages.
Yeah, to me, I have submitted my score update to our social media manager, Maddie Hayes, Madison Hayes 24, and I have a Packer victory 28-27. So
oh, wow.
I have a little bit more of a shootout.
You got a shootout.
Now, here's why. I think Josh Jacobs is going to come back running very hard, very fresh. I think this new offensive line for the Green Bay Packers has found a little bit of secret sauce now, even against a good defense.
Jordan the Big Lovell Belton.
Anthony Belton. I mean, that sounds like a guard for the Green Bay Packers, doesn't it? And then, honestly, too, when it comes to Jordan Love, he's limited, yes, but he's a gamer. He's a gamer in this situation. Unfortunately, on the other side, I contend if the Packers find a way to keep this great Detroit defense underneath 20 points, I think it'll prove their championship caliber. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think that their offensive line is so good, guys. The Detroit Lions offensive line is so good. They're beat up, but you still got Micah Parsons.
I can confirm Strofe was not near the computer. Do we have a ghost?
We were talking about ghosts in pre-show.
I know. I'm trying to tell y'all that ghost came and got y'all to remind y'all.
I just think that I think the Lions will do a good job at slowing down Micah Parsons. They won't completely stop him, but slow him down. And I think that's going to mean they're going to open the pass game a little bit.
I did listen, and in the limited snaps, I forgot what I was listening to, but it was very insightful. Penei Sewell had a lot more one-on-ones. As Jen gave him two this morning. Joshie was talking about this.
In that first matchup?
Yes, and if they don't chip on him,
he
won't be getting triple teamed like he was.
They better triple team him
because their pass blocking is not as good as their run blocking.
The thing is that we have to understand about this team as well. You talk about how many points they're going to score. The Detroit Lions are a good football team, but when you look at some of the best teams they played this year, when they played the Packers, when they played the Chiefs, when they played against the Eagles, what happened? They didn't score a lot of points, right? And so I do believe the Green Bay Packers will hold them right under, especially if they win. If the Packers win, they have to, but they will hold them under.
Turning point.
They will hold the turning point. They will hold them under 20 points. You're looking at maybe 17, 18, 19, maybe 20 on a dot, but they're going to hold them because the Lions have not been able to show the ability. When they play other elite quarterbacks and other elite teams like a Patrick Mahomes, when they played against the Eagles, they had the inability to score. They've been the team that beat up on bad opponents, but when they had to play the really tough dogs, they have not been able to consistently score. I do not believe their offensive line is healthy right now. A lot of guys on the injury designation, on the injury list right now. So with that being said, I believe the Green Bay Packers defense is able to repeat exactly what they did week one against the Detroit Lions. It will be a dogfight because I think the Lions defense will put up a better fight against the Green Bay Packers, but I do believe it will be a low-scoring game, and I do believe the Green Bay Packers defense once again proves to everybody why they are elite.
Tell you what, if the Packers do that, I will show up, depending on how it looks exactly, but if the Packers do hold them under 20 points, this is the second highest scoring offense in the NFL. If they do that, hold them under 20, and the Packers get the win, I will be in your camp, Kyle. I will say this is an elite championship-level defense that
I'm
you can
actually
win with.
Closer with Kyle here. You know, he does say a lot of things that bug me, but one thing that is true and consistent is the performance of the Lions against bad teams. What they do is they smoke them. And when
they're
Dan
like a bully.
Campbell knows that there's blood in the water, they continue to just smoke them, smoke them, and smoke them. If you look up and down their wins and losses, their losses have come to above average to
quality,
good quality
championship
teams.
Literally, Chiefs,
you know, playoff teams.
Chiefs,
yeah.
Packers, and Eagles. And the Packers are a consistent playoff team.
And when you've seen those sort of games, it's just been like they haven't found any rhythm. But when they play the Commanders, who are old and beat up, they say, we're going to put 44 on you. There's nothing you can do about it. The Packers' defense, and especially the way they played, despite the Giants' rushing attack, I do feel like after the last 2 weeks, there's, again, I keep bringing up the word confidence. Going into the Eagles game, despite how they had scored a bunch of points the three games prior to playing the Packers, and they couldn't do anything against the Packers. Then you look at what they did against the Vikings. Yes, does J.J. McCarthy suck? Absolutely. But you still have to go out there and execute the game plan, and they did that flawlessly, and the amount of pressure they put on him made him, like, literally what was funny about the sack where he, like, just sort of fell, he didn't attempt. Some guys, like, fall and try and get up. Like, he just laid there.
Took it.
Because he was like,
I
don't want to be here. And by the way, now he's hurt and injured and not playing this week. It's so funny.
Concussed.
The Packers have scared him into not wanting to play football.
Scared the coach to say, I can't do this to Justin Jefferson and TJ Hockenson and Jordan Addison and Aaron Jones and throw this guy out here who can do absolutely nothing on offense.
Pete Carroll's might need a timeout on YouTube Strofe for just spamming. I'd say I don't care if he's anti-Packers. It's just the spamming. I don't like the spamming. It almost feels bottish. You know?
No, he said we're bozo. We have no chance, even though we won. That's okay.
It's the emojis over.
That's okay. I think it's a big game.
Is it a Hulk emoji?
The last time this happened, Strofe, you and I were doing, remember when we were doing a watch party for the Milwaukee Brewers playoffs on YouTube, and you set up a Google voicemail, and one of the people that was chirping me the entire time that actually was funny ended up being somebody who was whispering on the phone because he was 14 years old and he didn't want to get in trouble for being up.
Yes.
That's hilarious. You got chirped by 14.
I forgot to tell you, so I still have the Google Voice account set up, and I got a phone call and a voicemail last week from a guy who said, I saw your number on a truck. I'm looking to sell these things. And he started listing all things he was looking to sell and said, give me a call back at this phone number and let me know how much you think I could get for this.
Maybe call he back. Was a number off. Just the number off.
But I'm excited. I'm telling you, I'm very excited for this football game and everything that is going to mean. And I will say this. I'm very happy that the Lions actually won against the Giants simply because they would have had their backs up against the wall and they would have had no choice but to swing and give it to
the wall. It still is up against the wall, but not as much. Double against
not,
the wall.
Not as much because they can lose against the Packers and still have things shake out for them if the Packers stumble.
If they would have lost to the Giants, it would have been a legitimate must win.
Oh, yeah.
Legitimate must win for the Lions.
It wouldn't have been a Kingslayer?
No. I mean, some Kings, but
No.
Truly, capital must win for them.
Yeah.
We'll find out if they slay the king of the North, if it is the turning point of the season, or if the Packers carve or get carved up all together tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
I can't wait.
What we'll do here is we're going to do over-under. I am looking forward. We have approval through ESPNWisconsinContest.com to give away a frozen pizza Friday at some point.
Let's go.
I was caught. So I legitimately, guess what I have for breakfast today?
Palermo's oatmeal. Breakfast pizza?
Palermo's pizza. No, y'all know
oatmeal.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, it's
we're literally
breakfast.
Talking about Palermo.
Yeah, but I heard breakfast, I think.
Palermo's oatmeal. Look at this photo. I made me a barbecue chicken Palermo's pizza today.
I mean, that sounds amazing.
I wanted to eat it for lunch, but I couldn't stop myself.
Hey, powerful.
Y'all think I'm playing?
We're also going to be giving away an Iron Jock Silver Ion Technology hoodie that both Brad and I are wearing. So stick around. A lot of great stuff to give away. But our favorite game that we play on Thursday that we are going to play on Wednesday is Over Under coming up next. We'll go caller number 13 and caller number 16. Caller 13, you're going to get a category from Alex Strofe. You get to choose if you believe in us by choosing over or under. We get 10 guesses to get as many answers correct based off the line that Strofe gives. Caller 16, you're stuck on the other side, but someone will be winning. So over under on a Wednesday. Hope the royal family in Franklin had their clock set to this. I know we didn't give them a heads up. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. 800-990-3776. We'll go caller 13 or caller 16. 13 you get to choose. 16 you're stuck on the other side. 800-990-3776. Over under on a Wednesday. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
He now is now off his rocker saying it. Well, if I played
Choke artists. That's what you both are. Yeah, I said it. You both are choke artists.
Losers, choke artists.
That's what you are. You
frauds,
choked against TCU. You choked against Oregon. You choked against Kentucky. Y'all choked against Duke. I can keep going.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. All day, every day.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norton with Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And it's time now to play over-under. Normally, I mean, I don't know if it's breaking news. It's probably KBN Sports Desk news. Go ahead, Strofe.
It looks like it will not affect tomorrow's game. No. However, it will affect the future of the Detroit Lions as it has been announced that they're freshly retired, now unretired, All-Pro center Frank Ragnow coming out of retirement due to some injuries. And according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, he is close to football shape, so should return sooner than later, but likely not tomorrow.
So hard at this point in the season.
You're all fresh, though? No, you're not bad at all?
He's an offensive lineman. It's completely different mentally, physically, what you're doing.
Depends how his last 8 months have been.
That's what I'm saying.
Has he been sipping pina coladas, or has he been
working out all the time? Like, but if you retire, like,
you chill.
To mentally switch that back on would be interesting.
Now, this might be a stupid question, but do you think he went into retirement knowing there was a potential that he could come out of retirement for a late season?
I don't know. You have to ask Brett Favre.
Yeah, but Brett Favre never retired for an actual season. You know, it was all off season.
True.
Similar with Tom Brady, right? Yeah. Tom Brady retired, unretired in the off season.
Right now, he's 29. He's fairly young.
He
still,
was
right?
young and retired.
Like, he's
young.
Not like 36.
His body was beat up. He claimed.
Well, it's fresh again.
There you go.
Over
29 indeed.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Over Under time on a Wednesday here on KBN. I've got a topic. I've got an over under line. These guys will team up to get as many right out of 10 as they can in 3 minutes time. Caller 13 today, Dave in Cottage Grove. Saw his face, and now he's a believer. He's on the over. Zach and Madison.
I love that Dane County crowd, man, calling in.
They're loyal.
They are.
They're loyal to a fault for Benny Buckets, who, by the way, I saw a list of the all-century Badgers basketball team, first, second, and third team.
Didn't make it.
Didn't crack the list.
Got some comments, though. A lot of people tagging me.
As much as I hate you sometimes, you deserve to be on that list.
Wow, it's you okay. Think even third team?
Yeah, you should have been on the third team.
I could make an argument for on and off.
Well, here's the thing. John Tonjay had an all-time great season.
He's only here for 1 year.
That's the point.
Yeah, like I said, tricky. You can make it again.
Tricky.
That's what makes our jobs great. We can debate.
There were some dudes before.
You're being too humble for being Ben Brust.
I mean,
do you think you're one of the 15 best Badgers since 20 or 2000?
I think that might be a stretch. I think I was really good at what I did for our teams.
Top 20?
Maybe. Again, there was a lot of good players, but I think what you have to mirror like what you did like from a success standpoint. Going to the Final Four, setting the all-time three-point record. I did have a big moment against Michigan, but like, yeah, I guess I was second in scoring behind Frank Kaminsky ahead of Sam Decker.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd say that's pretty good.
I would also say you're pretty good.
No, yeah. You're pretty good.
For sure.
But I don't know why we're debating this. I thought it was time for over-under.
It is time for over-under. Sorry, I just saw that earlier today and forgot to put it on the show sheet. All right. Dave and Cottage Grove on the over. Zach and Madison on the under. Today's topic, I am looking for the 10 NFL teams with the highest percent chance to make the playoffs per ESPN analytics.
Repeat that one for me again.
The 10 NFL teams with the highest percent chance to make the playoffs per ESPN analytics. I have set the over-under at 7.5, so 8 or more would get you the win today. Agreed.
Okay.
Who is going to be our final answer-er?
I took it last week.
I'll do it.
Let's give it to the dork, Brad.
Yeah.
Brad
percentages.
It's Brad Nerdman.
Statistics.
To you. It is time now for over under. Your time starts in 3, 2, 1.
Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos final.
They are number 4 on this list, a 96% chance to make
playoffs. New England Patriots final.
Well, the Patriots.
The Patriots are number 1. They have more than a 99% chance to make playoffs.
The division is trash. How about the Bills as well?
They're in the wild card.
But
why don't we do like what
okay?
Would be
let,
clear
you're right. You're
winners?
Right. Let's do Rams.
Rams. Final.
The Rams are number 3, a 98% chance to make the playoffs.
Seattle. I feel like is.
I feel like Seattle should have. Well, they won.
Seattle. Philadelphia.
Philly.
You have the top 4, 99% chance for Philadelphia.
You know what's interesting? Like the Colts. Like I don't know where the Texans
I would think the Colts.
Stand. The
Colts and Texans are one, I think, away.
But we're talking
but
the, about
But
the,
it's still division and percentage.
But no, it's the Jags are in there, too.
Oh, you're right.
The Jets
they,
are
7-4. So I would be concerned.
I think the Colts,
them.
Though, they've got, well, they're 8-3.
Well, the Packers are in there, too.
Two minutes.
Packers
should be final. Top 10.
The Packers are number 9, 80% chance to make the playoffs.
See, the Lions or the Bears are going to be. I would think the Lions would be.
I just, I don't want to, like, with an analytics thing, mm-hmm. they can take the record of the Bears, but they have the stronger schedule.
Did we say the Bills?
We haven't said the Bills. I think the Colts. The Colts for sure.
You positive?
Yes. Colts
okay.
final.
He's a math guy.
The Colts are number 6, 90% chance to make the playoffs. You're missing 5,
do
7,
we have,
8,
so
eight
what
and
about,
10.
What about the Chargers and like the Chiefs debate?
Oh, yeah.
Because the Chargers do have a lot of wins that I think they end up in a wild card even if
I
they...
I would say the Bills are probably before them.
I would put the NFC South is hard because it's probably a Buccaneers, but I don't know what the percentage because they're all kind of...
tight.
Yeah.
I would do the Bills if you guys feel good about it.
Yeah, I'm fine with the Bills.
Let's do the Bills final.
Number 10.
I was going to say that one scared me.
79% chance you need one more.
So Seattle. I was
so like
Seattle.
I'll
go Seattle over the 49ers. I feel like the 49ers are probably higher than the Bears.
Yeah, I think Seattle too. Let's do Seattle final.
Seattle final. Yeah.
They are on the list. Number 7, 87% chance you are missing number 5 and number 8.
So we got, I know we got it, but let's keep on going. Chargers, Kansas City, Bucks.
Did we say the Colts yet?
We said the Colts.
Yep, you got the Colts.
The Bucks percentage is going down fast.
Yeah. I don't
Carolina's
know if it's above,
right there.
I don't know if it's above 70. What did we just have?
79.
The Chiefs, are they in the playoff picture after that win or no?
They're not in the playoff
picture.
They're
still not in the playoff picture?
I would say the Chargers. Yeah, Chargers final.
That's crazy.
That's surprising.
I'm not surprised about that one. You know, I wouldn't be. Oh, the Lions are probably in. They're probably got their Lions.
The Chargers actually lower than the Chiefs. Chargers only 57%.
Yeah, how about the Lions?
I guess it's based off percentage, not.
But
yeah,
you think the Lions have more than the Packers?
I would say the Lions have more than the Bears and Packers. Well, because remember, people are predicting the Lions to win, and they're literally a half
game back.
I guess
the stats were saying Lions. All right, Lions final.
Oh, wow.
Less than the Packers, 72% chance. The Bears, 62% chance.
Wow.
Packers, 80%
what
chance.
What teams are in here? Actually,
ESPN analytics, very different than the Monte
so
Carlo.
What if I told you that even though I think they're up there now, their schedule sucks. 49ers? So from an analytics standpoint, I could make an argument that the Ravens would even be above 70.
Oh, we forgot that whole division.
But they're also tight.
They're also tight, but I still can make that argument that the Ravens have – they had – they were odds-on favorite when they were 2 weeks ago.
So are
the Ravens on there?
Raven.
No.
Oh.
So is it the 49ers?
Close. The Ravens are close.
It can't be San Francisco. It'd be the third one.
It is San Francisco.
It is San Francisco.
Because they probably
yes.
think three from there are going to take that, and San Francisco got Brock Purdy back. And
so they're basically saying it's going to be the Packers.
Well, we won, right?
Yeah,
the
we
record.
Won.
You did, yes.
So congratulations to Dave and Cottage Grove. At this point, let's stop
who's
talking.
Who's the last? I want to know.
Well, no, we need two.
San Francisco.
No, we already won.
Oh, San Fran and who?
And you got Tampa Bay, didn't you?
No, well, we did. Buccaneers. That would probably be my next guess. Yep. I don't.
And then Jacksonville was number 11.
Mm.
Well, who was in
wait,
the
so
top 10?
Who were the two we were missing? San Fran and
the Buccaneers.
Tampa.
The Buccaneers. Awesome. Good job, boys.
I thought that list was interesting.
It was.
And good line because you only got 8 right.
Very interesting.
But we won. So, Dave and Cottage Grove, you are the winner of Over Under on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. We'll be back in 2 minutes. And because this is typically on a Friday, it's a special edition Green Bay Props and Preview on a Wednesday. In 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get you ready for everything Thanksgiving. Rob Domofsky here, Brett out. Kyle did bingo. Next.